NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell honors NYPD officer shot and killed at NFL HQ. By Dylan Gwynn on July 29, 2025. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has paid tribute to fallen NYPD officer Dadair Al-Islam, who was killed Monday night when a shooter opened fire in a building containing the league's headquarters. Shane Tamura, 27, killed four people and then himself. "A gunman committed an unspeakable act of violence in our building at 345 Park Avenue. One of our employees was seriously injured in this attack," Goodell said in a statement to NFL employees. "He is currently in the hospital and in stable condition. NFL staff are at the hospital and we are supporting his family." The wounded NFL employee has been identified as 41-year-old Craig Clemente. Goodell continued, memorializing Islam and crediting him with laying down his life while protecting others. "We are deeply grateful to the law enforcement officers who responded to this threat quickly and decisively, and to Officer Islam, who gave his life to protect others," Goodell said. Goodell also mentioned Officer Islam's family. "He had two children and a third on the way. There will be an increased security presence at 345 Park Avenue in the days and weeks to come," Goodell wrote. "Every one of you is a valued member of the NFL family. We will get through this together." A note was found on Tamura's body, in which the shooter claimed he suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, a traumatic brain condition commonly associated with football, and blamed the NFL for hiding the seriousness of the disease to maintain profits. The note also mentioned Terry Long, the Pittsburgh Steelers player who was diagnosed with CTE after committing suicide by drinking antifreeze. "Terry Long football gave me CTE and it caused me to drink a gallon of antifreeze," the note reportedly stated. "Please study brain for CTE. I'm sorry. The league knowingly concealed the dangers to our brains to maximize profits. They failed us," it continued. Tamura played football at the high school level and had a long history of mental health issues, according to police.